there, leaders. Welcome back to another episode of our favorite podcast ever, the Bible Studies for Life Kids Training Podcast.
Yay, my favorite.
Absolutely. Yeah. Generally, any podcast I'm on is my favorite one at that moment. So this is my favorite. We're so glad you guys are tuning in.
We are definitely glad that you are here, and we're just here to offer support and encouragement to you as you teach preschoolers, kids, and preteens. So I am Kimba, and as you've already heard from today, Jennifer and Landon.
Hi.
Hey, guys. Thanks so much for being here.
Well, this week is Palm Sunday, and as you know, this is a big week in the life of the church. It's a week before Easter, but Palm Sunday really marks the start of Holy Week. It's an incredible, important day all unto itself.
That's right. And as a reminder, we're in the middle of our 5-week unit called Why Jesus Came. And we've been asking one very important question throughout. Why did Jesus come? You know, we've looked at how Jesus called his disciples, the parable of the Good Samaritan, and that he healed a man born blind. And this week, we dive into Matthew 21 and witness Jesus's triumphal entry into Jerusalem.
Yeah. And, you know, leaders, maybe an interesting way to start to kind of introduce this lesson, especially for the older kids and for the preteens, might be to ask something like this. If you could see any famous person walking down the street and be so excited, who would it be? Would it be a football player, maybe an actor, a famous singer? You know, how would you react if you saw them for real in person and not just through a screen?
I bet this you will get some really interesting answers to that question. That would be a fun question to introduce. And this passage definitely shows how a crowd of people responds to seeing Jesus, some for the very first time. It's really a dramatic scene. They cheer for him and praise him. They lay down their cloaks and palm branches before him. What an amazing scene just to visualize.
Yeah, can you imagine being there in person and seeing that? Oh man, it makes me so excited to think about. And you know, even more interesting, the Jewish people as a people group, they had to wait a really long time to see the Messiah. Zechariah prophesied about Jesus's triumphal entry, this moment right here, hundreds of years before it actually happened. And many other prophets prophesied different aspects of Jesus's life, his birth, his public ministry, and even his death and resurrection. So helping our kids see that when God asks us to wait, he's in control. He knows what's best and he has a plan.
Absolutely. And we can't forget the way Jesus chose to enter Jerusalem. You know, he asked his disciples to go and retrieve a donkey and her colt so that he could ride them. And Jesus displays his incredible sovereignty in doing that and in knowing exactly where the animals would be. And this whole thing played out exactly as Zechariah predicted.
You know, and Jesus, he also displays his incredible humility too. You know, I know for our older kids and preteens especially, they can understand that a king's entrance into a city during Jesus's day would have been a grand entrance with a grand horse and met with a flashy pomp and circumstance. Everyone would have expected possibly even forced to pay homage to and celebrate.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You're exactly right. But, you know, in this story, Jesus rides in on a humble colt. I mean, this is the king of the universe, and he's riding in on a colt because he's such a servant. And by his presence alone, as Jesus is walking down, these people worship him. They see the truth of who Jesus is, and they praise and worship him as God's son and the promised Messiah that they have been waiting for.
Yes, and not to neglect our preschoolers. I think a little more straightforward lesson here would work best for them. You know, in coming to Jerusalem, Jesus ultimately was doing what God wanted him to do. He obeys God because he loves people. And as we look ahead to Easter next week, any ways we can help our little ones simply see through the story that Jesus is God's son and that he loves people, including them, then these kids will be learning exactly what they need to learn at this age.
That is absolutely right. And leaders, as we bring our conversation to a close today, I just encourage you to take a few minutes to just look at that levels of biblical learning for your age group and just see how you can use those concepts as you teach this lesson. This is really a great opportunity, just like as Jennifer said, just to share with preschoolers and kids about how deep God loves them.
If you're looking for some extra tips and tools, we've got those too. Just head over to BibleStudiesForLife.com and click on the Leader Extras tab at the top of the page. You'll find all kinds of extra resources to help you.
Hey, it's been fun. Thank you so much for spending time with us. Listen, we hope you have a wonderful Holy Week. This is a special week. We all have trying times and difficult times all throughout the year. But this is a wonderful week that we can remember the great gift of salvation that was made possible through Jesus' death and resurrection. We hope that all of you and us too can set aside some time to think and reflect and renew as we look ahead towards Easter.
And just know, please, that we are praying for you. We pray for you as a team. We pray for you individually. And just know that we are on your side and we want you to succeed. And we hope you all have a great week.
Yes, have a great week, everyone. Bye.